The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
People in the service industry are supposed to make you feel good, right? Like, hey, how you doing? How's your day? Not everybody adheres to that rule. Hey, welcome to Wednesday. Good morning. This is Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
We're going to talk about a sassy taco lady.
We are.
Yeah. What up, y'all? Anthony A.
We're eating, and you have to order your tacos a certain way at this particular restaurant. Anthony ordered soft tacos.
Yes.
But hold on. You ordered the wrong thing.
I ordered soft tacos. It said soft tacos, but they came out enchiladas. All right, guys.
They weren't enchiladas. They were soft tacos.
They looked like enchiladas to me.
And then the lady, and I asked the lady, I was like, hey, I feel like I got enchiladas. She goes, no, you ordered soft tacos. Those are them. You must not be from around here.
Where are you from? Soft taco boy.
Yeah, dude.
She had some aggressive energy.
She clapped back even quicker
My thing is like, okay, the fajitas were the tacos.
Yeah.
Right? So why don't, the system was flawed. And she made me feel like an idiot.
And they doubled down on it, and then tripled down on it.
And then, you know the part of like when you're eating out.
And I still tipped her 20%.
When you're eating and the waitress comes back, she's like, well, you know, do you like your food? Is that everything that's going on? She like came back and picked on me. She was like, how's that little soft taco, boy?
You know what was funny too, though? She came back and we ate everything. She's like, ooh, y'all are really hungry. Kind of.
You have some help. She looked at me and said, you're a healthy boy, aren't you?
I was like, are you calling us fat?
Who is this woman?
I felt offended, but you know what? I get it. She probably didn't like your tone, Anthony, because you were accusing her of giving you the wrong order.
When in the end, you didn't understand how to order. I'll tell you where it all started. Anthony was wearing his sunglasses inside.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah, she wanted to combat the sunglasses inside energy that I was throwing out there.
Well, you started it.
I did, just by my looks. And sometimes you just annoy people with the way you look. Have you ever done that? You know, I do it all the time.
Yes. We went back this last weekend, and she said, we're soft taco boy.
Somewhere where you're not, Irma.
Oh, you called her name. Oh, you said Irma. All right. National Day, Anthony.
All right, it's National Joe Day. And shout out to Joe. Joe does not embarrass
me. Joe wouldn't treat us that way.
So if you know a Joe.
He's a good waiter.
If you know a Joe in your life today, we're celebrating the average Joe's.
I don't know any Joe's.
Oh.
Do we know any Joe's?
I do. I know one. My friend Frank's dad, who's actually my friend too.
Yeah, my brother, Thomas Joseph.
But Joseph is not Joe. Joseph is a whole different name.
I know a lot of Joes growing up.
And when in doubt, there's always Joey from Friends. So we all know him.
Joey. Right? Okay.
Yeah, my cousin named Joey too.
And this isn't a national day, but we're going to celebrate it for all the old G's around the world. It's the anniversary of Viagra.
Hey.
Yeah, National Viagra Day.
Okay. I'm just going to say this. When it stops working, shouldn't you just let it rest?
Shouldn't you just let it go? No.
Why are you?
You see what steroids did for baseball, dude? Yeah. Come on, man. We got to have... That's what Viagra does for us.
I don't know. I think that it could be dangerous. Isn't it a dangerous thing? I mean,
are you the police or something? Are you trying to take the fun out of life?
I'm not. Trust me.
Amazing things happen, okay?
EDDC. That's funny.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Juan Corona, who lived in Sacramento Valley. We're going to talk about him in today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, True Crime Stories in Under 5 Minutes. Now, he came to the U.S. in the search of the American dream, which everybody comes to this country for. He began working on farms as a child, and his tenacity paid off. He went from field worker to a supervisor and a contract laborer.
Feeling like I'm not going to like this guy.
Well, what no one knew was this man, Juan, who was entrusted to hire farm workers, remember that, had been committed on several occasions to the state mental hospital by his own family beginning in 1956, where he underwent electroshock therapy for months for schizophrenia. He was in and out of mental institutions until the 70s. So now we're going to fast forward to this peach farm where he worked at. The owner of the farm was walking around his land, and he saw this open hole dug near a peach tree. He went back later, and it was covered. And he called sheriff's office because he said it looked like a grave.
Not all is peachy.
No, not at all. Authorities began to look around the land, searching the property, and they dug for days, discovering 25 corpses.
Oh.
All stabbed and slashed. One was actually shot. Bills and receipts were found on these men that were linked to Juan Corona, who was the licensed labor contractor. So what would he do? He would lure them into his home where his wife would cook for them. And then he would promise them work. He would tell them, hey, let's go to the field and I'll show you what we're going to do. And that's where he would slaughter them.
So his wife was in it?
No, she had no idea. She had no idea.
I don't know. I wonder what's in those plates. I don't know if she just...
No, she really didn't know. So investigators found a ledger in his home hidden underneath his mattress with the victim's names inside of the ledger.
Ledger's blood, like a journal, right?
Yeah, like a journal. And blood was also found in his truck. So in 1973, he was convicted of all the murders and sentenced to 25 consecutive life sentences in prison. And he never admitted the crimes. Here is Juan Corona being questioned about newspapers reporting what he had done.
I didn't know what was in the papers. Well, this Mexican boy say they've been taking people out someplace, you know. He say, you better get somebody to a lawyer or something. See, that's what he told me. See.
So he kind of dances around. I didn't know. I just knew I needed to get a lawyer. I was being accused. In 2011, during a parole hearing, Juan Corona admitted to killing all those people.
Finally.
The parole board asked him some questions. He said, well, I commit all those 25 dead persons. They were winos, creeps, and trespassers, is how he described them. And then when they asked him if he felt remorse, he said, I went to buy the machete. I started to kill them. I had to kill all those persons one by one. I was sick in my thinking. Now, remember what I said. This man had schizophrenia. And for years, for decades, he was in and out of mental institutions. Why did he get away with this for so long? Because being a farm worker, you're moving around a lot. People don't know your whereabouts. Your family doesn't know your whereabouts.
It's a nomadic lifestyle, yeah.
It is. And these were all single men. They didn't have families.
I'm not buying that his wife didn't know about it, though.
Kind of think she probably didn't. I think about las abuelitas, like this time period. She's at home making food. That's it. Dude, she doesn't go out with him to the fields.
A lot of guys, you can't hide anything from your wife. Think about hiding that many dead bodies from your wife? No way.
Well, he hid them from the farmers on his own land for all those years. Think about how he finally discovered him. Now, photos of Juan later in life show him disfigured from beatings in prison. He even lost an eye. And in 2019, Juan Corona died at age 85 in a hospital right outside the prison where he'd spent almost 50 years of his life.
Oof, man. Do you have any of those photos?
Yeah, I actually have the photos of him when he first goes to trial in the early 70s and then later in life after all the prison beatings. If you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, I'll just post a story. Actually, I'll post it on my timeline and you can read more about it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's call our Who's Lying contestant. Good morning. Is this Nikki?
It is.
Nikki, are you ready to play Who's Lying? Let's do this.
Yeah.
We're finally going to play.
Don't make it too hard just because you know, y'all know I know.
We don't know, you know. We're going to make it extra hard. No, we're not going to make it hard. Obviously, we need to be your favorite number one morning show, okay, in the city. And so we're going to go around the room and tell everybody about ourselves. Catch us, someone's telling a fib. If you guess who's lying, you win DCS merch, either a t-shirt, hoodie, or we got these cute little crew neck crop tops as well. So I'll start. My name is Dana Cortez, and one time we interviewed Warren G, OG, you know, one of the kings of West Coast hip hop, and he told us that Diddy was behind the murder of Tupac.
Mm.
Ooh, ooh.
He didn't say it on the mic, but he told us in the studio, and then after that, Automatic and Anthony A walked with him to the bus, and they came back very happy.
Mm.
Ratting everybody out.
Sequence of events is wild right there, but yeah, something like that happened.
Something like that.
DJ Automatic here. I was actually removed from the white party, Diddy's white party, for saying some things about Diddy. Back in the day, record labels used to fly you out to parties, and they would have these big, extravagant parties, and Diddy used to have, as everyone knows, one of the most extravagant, and they got word of some stuff that I had said on the air, and I was removed from the party.
Ooh.
Never to be invited again.
No.
What's up, Anthony A? And one time when 6ix9ine was out and about in these streets, I actually interviewed him against the network's permission, and it ended up being one of the most successful interviews I've ever had.
Well, because people were threatening to kill him.
That was true, yes. Yeah, there was a lot going on. Thing.
All right, so Nikki, if you guess correctly, you get the DCS merch. Who's lying?
Otto.
Oh, yeah.
That was so easy because I talked about him the other day. So I was invited to the party.
He never went to the party.
He never went to the party. That's right.
I got invited, but I got disinvited after Diddy and I had a little back and forth.
There it is, dude. Hell yeah.
That's man. Right. That's what you said. See, I'll be listening.
And you know, funny thing is, now Otto's like, I'm so glad I never went to Diddy's parties.
I don't blame him. I don't want no parts of that.
Me either. Oh my gosh. It is going down at Diddy's house, and obviously it has been for a very long time, and not in a good way. Nikki, we love you so much. We are going to send
you
some DCS merch. Thank you for making us your new number one morning show. Hey, everybody listening, if you want to play, call us 877-730-DCS1. If we don't answer or leave a message, we could be calling you next week and play Who's Lying right here. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, today's WTF story, we're going to start with a streamer. He's on Kick, and he began an argument with someone claiming to be Cartel and went off on him.
What the
No, listen.
I would say old Chapo to a f***ing random in Mexico. The f*** get that on your clip. I will piss all over that shit. F*** Mexico, I will piss all over y'all land.
Oh, so I think El Chapo or somebody heard that, because the very next day, the same streamer on Kick, Instagram, and TikTok issued this apology.
So he's obviously fake Cartel. He wouldn't be on the website on Kick. Real Cartel, I would never disrespect, you know, El Chapo. I know how your mans gets. You know, I know how the Cartel gets. They will slice me like, you know what I'm saying, some salami at the, you know, I just want to apologize, you know, to all the Mexican people. I love Mexican. Think about going to, you know, Mexico this year, and I don't want no static with none of y'all.
My goodness, he walked that way back.
All that tough talk in New York didn't go far.
Not very far at all.
I do imagine that the Cartel does have a gaming division.
Oh, yeah, you know within they do.
Yeah, dude, there's ways. It's too lucrative for them to not be involved in it.
Thanks.
All right. Well, speaking of lucrative sports, let's go to London, where a big women's soccer match was getting ready to take place. Chelsea versus Manchester, which is a big deal in the soccer world. Mm-hmm. So much that they drew over 30,000 people to watch this game. Man. Unfortunately, the game was postponed for over 2 hours because the teams had matching socks.
What?
You still in my look? This is what I imagine they said to each other when they walked out. Both wearing white socks.
So you can't distinguish the...
Yeah, so yeah.
The, and one leg from the other.
In football, I guess, as they say over there, I guess it is.
Football.
It's very important. So eventually one of the teams had to switch over to black socks and the game proceeded.
Why did it take 2 hours for them to get new socks?
It's a group of women. How'd that be?
I don't like those black socks. I need the other black socks.
All right, well, we're going to stay in England. And sometimes it pays big to be late. Just ask this metal detector guy. He's a prospector. He's looking for gold in their hills.
Okay.
And he was supposed to meet his homies to like go on a group find. He was late, and so they left him. And so he just decided to go about it on his own. And he stumbled upon the biggest gold nugget ever discovered in England.
Oh.
It is the size of an apple, and it is worth $40,000.
Wow. So the early bird gets the worm, but the late guy gets the apple. I came up with that one all by myself. You better laugh.
Wait, I can tell.
Are the carrots? Nope.
Those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Diddy's home's raided. Why? What are the feds looking for? I'll break it all down. This and more. Time for the best gossip, the Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays first.
We have Fergie celebrating her birthday. Nathaniel Cano's, right?
He wore Rancho Humilde.
There you go. All right. And we also have Hailey Bailey along with Mariah Carey celebrating a birthday.
Okay, so Drake is helping a pregnant fan. Is he hiding another child? No. She asked him for money. Take a listen.
I'm 5 months pregnant. Can you be my rich baby daddy? I would love to, first of all, get you out of the pit so we can put you somewhere safe like the VIP or some because you can't be pregnant with Dr. Ann. Second of all, I'd love to give you $25,000 so you can be...
Okay, my question. DJ Automatic, since you're my husband, and let's say I'm pregnant, we're at the Drake show, and I'm like, can you be my rich baby daddy, Drake? And he gives us $25,000. Are you mad at me?
Initially, yes, but once that hits the bank account.
You're good with it. You're good with it. That's funny. All right, now we're going to move on to a much more serious conversation. Diddy's home's raided. His kids in handcuffs. One of his workers, who's being called a mule now, arrested with drugs on him. I think that guy's
two felony counts.
Oh yeah, I think that guy's going to be snitching like nobody's business. What is really going on? Homeland Security is searching all of these homes because of a sex trafficking probe. They're trying to corroborate what witnesses are saying. So they're looking in the home. They're seizing computers. In fact, there was one alleged victim who talked about a grotto that was described. 3,000 square foot space. Some people say they were drugged in this space and couldn't find their way out. So there is a lot going on. Will there be an arrest? I believe so. Ooh, it's coming.
Just sold off his shares for Revolt TV as well, too.
Oh.
Yeah, dog.
Because I'm going to need a high-priced lawyer.
Man, the bad boy enterprise is coming to a quick end, it looks like.
It was pretty crazy, and a little bit of poetic justice that all this went down on the anniversary of Life After Death, which is Biggie Smalls' album.
And meanwhile, Cassie's just sitting back with popcorn in her hands watching everything.
Oh.
She brought him down. Mm. Cassie brought him down. And I'm not sad to see this happen, because if you do the kind of things that he allegedly did to people, you deserve to pay the price.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's Easter week. It's Holy Week. And you're not going to believe how much money we spend on Easter candy, because nothing gets us closer to Jesus than candy. We'll talk about it in Food News. It's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, big news. Viva La Franchi. For the second straight year, the French Bulldog is the most popular breed of dog in the U.S., according to the American Kennel Club. They're so cute. They're so cute. I just want to squeeze our little faces. The Labrador Retriever is at number two. The Golden Retriever is third. German Shepherds are fourth. And this was shocking to me, coming in at fifth, poodles.
Oh, poodles are mean.
They're so mean. They're actually guard dogs. I think they were bred to be guard dogs in China, and they have bad breath.
Oh.
So I don't know. Them big poodles.
Bro.
I didn't realize we're going anti-poodle right now.
I like them. You know those like big fancy ones? They will rip your face off.
I had one that lived by me, and that thing was horrible.
It's got like a cotton tail, but it's like, rah!
Yeah, it looked all pretty and perfect, but no, it'll rip your throat out.
We got Kendrick Lamar versus Drake and Dana versus poodles in the same week.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
DoorDash is letting us know what are the most popular candies for Easter, okay?
Okay.
Coming in at number two is the Cadbury Cream Egg.
I don't like those.
Oh, I love them. I think they're delicious.
That's the one that's like a little creamy inside.
Yeah,
right?
And they have them right there by the register when you go check out.
And when you open it, it looks like a little like white and then a yellow.
Yeah, it looks very, like egg yolk. Yeah.
One of the very few things I like to bust in my mouth. So,
Anthony?
Otto?
I like to lick it out.
Yeah.
Okay, let me. What is the flavor of that? I don't like it.
Goodness.
It's like gooey. It's
I know in your head it's some weird thing that you're thinking. It's just gooey goodness. That's all it is, okay?
All right, Automatic. Okay. And what's the number one selling candy?
Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs.
Okay.
And Americans spend $3.1 billion on Easter candy every year.
And what recession? Don't lie to me anymore.
Hey, the Easter egg is good.
$3.1 billion on candy? Don't tell me you ain't got no money when you're going to buy these Easter eggs. That don't make any sense to me. Stop it. It's all in your head.
Let's go, dog.
And not in the bank, because you're giving it to the Cadbury Bunny.
Easter eggs are getting it.
Yeah, there it is, dude.
Is Jesus getting a lecture? I mean,
maybe. Give me one more day. I'll think about it. All right, National Day, Anthony.
We also have today's National Scribble Day. And actually, scribbling is good for your brain no matter what age you are.
Give your kiddos a crayon. Let them scribble. Not on the wall. No. On a piece of paper on a little desk. It's good for their brain.
And today we are celebrating the little blue pill that makes the world go round. It's National Viagra Day, everybody.
Yes. What?
Yeah, Viagra Day.
Why are the men in this room excited? Automatic.
What?
God forbid one day.
If I had to use it, I would use it.
Why? Why? Don't you want it to rest?
Why wouldn't I use it? No.
Why?
Why? Because I like it.
Dang, dude. Poodles.
I like it too.
Keep up with the attitude, you won't get it.
Oh, look it. Okay, I'll be quiet now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A lot of people are making fun of Jennifer Lopez's new documentary, but man, if you watch it real closely, she definitely got Diddy in there that she's talking about. Mm. Automatic Aunt, I was talking to you off the air about this whole Diddy situation. Cassie, she really started to bring all of this to light when she filed a lawsuit. And in the documents, she alleges that he was abusive. He drugged her. He forced her into sexual situations, and she couldn't leave the relationship. Now, we're going to rewind and go way back. Whole time, and since I started my career, which is almost spanning 20 years now, I've heard all kinds of terrible stories about Diddy and a lot of other people in entertainment, and they just seem to be able to get away with it because of their talent and money.
Thanks. I think Diddy was the gatekeeper, that he could make or break a career. I mean, I know of certain radio people he's had fired because they've said certain things about him that he didn't like. He uninvited me to the white party, which is not the same thing, but he's a very, very powerful man.
Why are we so enamored by money that we allow people who are liars, harm others, hurtful to women, criminals, literally criminals? Why do we think because they have money that we have to
I can't answer that question
like
for you.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but the same thing happens with Trump. It's literally the exact same thing.
Oh.
Sorry. I know you didn't want to hear that, but that's the truth.
Yeah.
Because he's got all the accusations, he's got all that stuff, and he's got all that money.
I really don't want to go down that road, but you're right. And I think it's because he's got money, but I don't want to talk about
people
that.
People worship money. That's what it is.
Why, though? When we know somebody's doing something wrong, we can go all the way back to Harvey Weinstein. We could talk about, you know, Bill Cosby. We can talk about all of these people. And the only reason they get away with it is because they got money. R. Kelly. I mean, nobody protected those young girls because they liked his music. SPM. Y'all, think about the disgusting things that man has done. If you
well,
don't know,
now that new documentary about Nickelodeon.
The Nickelodeon thing. Oh, well, you know, they made, I guess I don't understand the worship of money. I would just rather fly straight and do the best I can to entertain and be a good person.
See, but I never heard anything about young girls or anything. I never heard, like, I just heard, you know, you don't want to mess with Diddy because he will try to end your career.
I heard about young boys.
I didn't hear anything. I just am still surprised Dana watched a J-Lo documentary. That's the only thing that stood out to me in this whole conversation.
She made me watch it too.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Dude, you know, Ben Affleck didn't even watch that thing, dog.
He's in it. He's in it.
How you like them apples? All right. What'd you feel about this whole Diddy thing? And why do people worship money? I want you to call me because I want to have this conversation. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.